he get the Pfizer, which is the mRNA, does that mm-hmm. vaccine shed?
Carolyn, as you well know, all of them shed. They all shed. You know this, and because what you're doing is you're taking a receptor and you're changing a receptor. You see, this isn't like polio, where they give you an ampule of polio and your body builds a resistance. This isn't like that. This isn't like that at all. That's why they were able to make it. They transposed this as a receptor's receptor. It's not live. See, because if you ask the question, is this alive? They don't even know what you're talking about because it ain't even a virus. I mean, it ain't even a, a vaccination. It's not even that. It's not even that. It would be kind of like they used to give something for shingles, a shot for shingles. Now, if you're prone, if you've had chickenpox and you're feeble and you get shingles a lot, I don't see anything wrong with taking that shot if it keeps you from constantly getting the shingles. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. I don't care. It's better than the shingles. But that's not the point. You can't say it's a shingles vaccine because it's not. No one's ever asked this. You're very good. Nobody's asked this. It's been available, but nobody asked.
Right. So our...
Okay. Are the people around Biden, since Biden is dead, scared of the audit and what's happening this week?
Yeah. They're scared of everything, Bob. They're scared of having the... They didn't even have a designated survivor because the motherfucker's dead. You don't need a designated survivor if he's dead for the speech. You can't have that joint Houses of Congress without having a designated survivor. Well, nobody showed up. They only had 200 people. 1,600 people normally come. And he's not alive, so they don't need a designated survivor. Whatever. It's all good.
Right, but why is nobody showing up?
Don't have to. They know what he's going to say. He could have done the whole speech in 30 seconds. Hey, the government's going to be your God, and we're going to buy everything, and then we're going to tell you what you can and cannot have and eat and do and be. Go home. Go home and watch Netflix.
Right. And these are people who are Democrats and are profiting from Biden supposedly winning. They don't even care and don't go to
it. I don't know. And I don't know, but I don't know how they're benefiting from it. They're destroying their cities. They're destroying their tax base. They're destroying the things that's paying their fucking salary. I don't know how they're benefiting from it. What are they getting out of it? Oh, I've got my pork barrel. I'm going to build a bridge over Manhattan. That'll show them. By God, we won't go mess this up. Well, what good is that? Who gets rich off a bridge over Manhattan, for Pete's sake?
Okay, so are they actually Chinese agents, and China benefits the Chinese Communist Party?
There's power, Bob. It's about power. Power is about power. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they've got power, and they're not doing anything with it. What are they doing with it? If they're not getting anything done and they're scared,
Well, they're trying to race to get everything done they can because they know this is fixing to be over. The rip is fixing to close. And when it closes, then a more stable, uncomely mind takes over, Bub. But you don't ask that. The real deal, you know who's really having a blast with this? Your tech body.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your tech body is banging this one to the headboard, to the wall, Bob.
What are they banging? The Biden rip, or the whole rip effect on everything, or
this up and down? We're gonna solve it. We're gonna spend our way out of debt. We're gonna spend our way out of debt. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna spend so much goddamn money that we make money not having. It's only $7 trillion. Why do you care? It's only $7 trillion. Why not?
So Biden says he's going to do that. Are they going to get to do it?
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Do a lot of people in Congress, the lowly congressmen, know that Biden is dead?
No, but they never had a meeting with him. Hell, even the head of the GOP has never been invited, never been to see him. Every one of them gets on the TV and says, well, I've not been to the White House. I don't even know if he's at the White House. They have real good cookies. Donald Trump was there. They had nice cookies and had a cup of tea
and had some nice little digestive biscuits. Ooh, they were so good, in the cookies at the wife. And I ain't being the light. Every time I drive by there, the lights is off. Ain't nobody home but the lights, and they're out.
What? Okay, I read something that something's going on in the White House. A lot of work is being done, but I can't remember by who. But is there nothing going on in the White House?
They finished with tearing the motherfucker down, I guess. And Trump said it was scheduled for a rebuild. He's gonna put a ballroom where he can have a couple of thousand people. That's his people's house. We need to put in a nice ballroom so people can.
Yeah, but that hasn't happened yet. Is there nobody in the White House? Nothing going on in there?
The Bidens don't live there. You know how that Barbara Walters by this time would have been in there and would have been sitting there with their fucking dog in the house and sitting there drinking martinis and talking about how beautiful the upstairs is and how we're fitting in, and the closets are kind of small, but the dining is fabuloso. And they go and talk and how you, oh, I love what you've done with the drapes. They're just wonderful. Oh, and this rug, this Saruk rug is a gift from the Premier of Burma, and it was given in 1712 or something. But why aren't they doing that? Why don't they do that? And then they get up there, get ballsy, and now they show Biden always with Camilla, or is it a Kamala? Fuck up, Kamala. Yeah, oh, it's Kamala, yeah. Not Camilla. Kamala, always within a reach. It's like, he's not going to breathe. If somebody comes at him, I'm there so I can be president. One breath away, yeah. He's already gone, so I'm going to wait. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to hold back. So every picture, they got a picture of him in front of the Resolute desk. You know, the one he wasn't going to have? Got a picture of him there. Then they got a picture with the three. Now they got three windows behind the Resolute desk now, Bob. And then they look through the windows, and you start seeing trucks. Okay, here's what we got to tell you. In the West Wing, outside of the West Wing, where you can actually see the president through the window, there is not a parking lot. Just not.
Yeah, I know that. And they're showing one from the inside.
So now, even now they show the pictures. And every day it's a different car and a different thing. It was like, you people they're getting bold or brazen to say, this is the White House, and I'm the president, and I'm here, and here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. It's insanity. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, because the journalists all see that, but they're not allowed to report it, right? They can't say
or they don't say. Oh, they have to protect things. No, they gotta protect Beijing, Biden, and Bad Boy Bob.
Who's Bad Boy Bob?
That would be you, Bob.
Yeah, they're protecting me?
No, well, they got to. Otherwise, why ain't you? Hey, otherwise, why ain't you been on The View? I'm sure Joy Boy would have a few choice sentences for you, Mr. Neverett. I'm sure she might have a few things that she would like to bring up with you, like what you did to her property in the Hamptons. Yeah, she is not happy about that.
Okay. So Biden, the people on Biden are scared. They know Sidney is going to be victorious. And they're doing their damnedest to stop it anyway.
Sidney.
But it's not looking
good. Now listen. The reason is Sidney should not be saying everything that she's saying. Okay, that ought to tell you something. What it should tell you is she feels very, very, very confident that what she's saying she's going to get away with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And does she get that confidence from knowing when things show up on her night table and she has a religious sense that God's working with her?
Oh, we'd say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's partly where she gets her confidence?
We'd say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. When she said to AM, is Bob going to help us? That was code for God and Ion or whoever is putting the documents on her table, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right.
She didn't want you getting on the radio saying that she's full of shit and she's turned her back on Trump and she's ridiculous, and we don't put any stay in her words, and she's secret op for Biden, and you know how you come up
I never did that. She's happy.
No, we know.
And we are too that you didn't do that because you do it to everybody else.
So are the aliens? Have they been doing a genetic testing program on humans that they abducted over the last 20 years
or 50 years? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you started to say first it was Project Paperclip, so aliens were brought over then, but you say the aliens showed up in 88. And Project Paperclip was 45, so was that just an early phase of a different alien? Or?
Bob, no. Listen, 88 is when they started interacting. But information, Tesla, remember Nikola Tesla? He wasn't that smart, remember?
Yes.
They would find things. They would notice things. Something, he'd go to bed and get up and something would be done. You remember? Do you remember when the elves would come, would go to the cobbler's house and make the shoes at night when the cobbler was asleep?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I didn't know that, but no, I don't know that.
Yeah, they would do that. They would do that. That's how you got your shoes. The elves made them, Bob. So you speak Elvish. I don't know why you wouldn't know that. So it's pretty odd.
Through thousands of years this went on in the medieval phases?
Yeah.
Cobblers knew that. Cobblers knew that.
Did elves come and make the shoes? Yeah, because who the fuck's gonna take leather and put it on the bottom of a shoe and sew it to a thing to put around somebody's foot? Don't make no sense. That's crazy.
Okay,
but
so
work out. That's happened. Like, where did King Arthur get the idea to make a round table? Somebody had to say that's a good idea. Why would he do that? First time it's ever done. Never been a round table before.
And that's due to alien advice.
Correct. So everybody can see each other. And basically it was for him so you can see if they're coming to stab you, you can see which one's coming at you.
Right. But the... So have aliens been human disguised as humans in courts as advisors for centuries and centuries?
And not necessarily like that. Remember from the beginning of time you had this problem with the Nephilim?
Yeah.
What are Nephilim? Angel interactions with humans, okay?
Yes.
Angels would be aliens, don't you agree?
Yes. So
okay.
That
answers your question then, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's UFO researchers. They'll say, aliens is our modern term for angels in the old days, thousands of years ago. So they're correct.
Yeah, but there's they are correct, but it's not like that. It's not like that. Everything, you got to realize, Bob, you're working with stuff that anytime something that science can't disprove is, and if science does disprove something, then that becomes an abomination before God. See the rub? Either side of the pissing post, you get pissed on. See? Either side, you get pissed on.
What's that got to do with aliens?
Aliens have interaction, but they don't have to come to your house and ring your doorbell and say, hello, I'm an alien, I got the answers to your problems. No, they might drop it in your inbox, and you look and go, hey, Carolyn, did you put this in my inbox? No, Bob, I don't put things in your inbox, blah, 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 blah. And then you come along, then all of a sudden there becomes the answer, the secret, It's where you started compiling your tiny note chart. Where did you wake up one day and think that was a good idea?
I know where it was. It was on
where?
In New York City. In New York City.
Wow. What had you done? Been to CBGB?
No, we were doing the mirror. We were saving people from AIDS.
Interesting that technology showed up right about then, eh?
Yes, and we got that. So
good.
So why are you bringing it up? What were we working
with?
We
didn't.
With
you
mirror?
Did. You did. Your tiny note chart. Your tiny note. We didn't bring up mirror. You did.
All right. And so Carolyn struggled with it, and it was not going to work.
Well, it could have, but they wouldn't let her. They wouldn't let it. It worked, but they wouldn't let it.
Who's they?
Big Pharma.
Okay.
Look how much money they've made. Look how much money they've made off that, Bob. It's worth a fortune.
What have they done with this money?
Bought really nice boats. A lot of nice boats. Some real estate. But they've kind of learned things, because now you can spend $100 million on a house and they don't even have but one inside swimming pool. That's kind of crazy.
Being inflated too much.
It seems to.
Mm. So the aliens have been testing us for 250 million years, as Linda Moulton Howe says.
Okay, we don't care.
You don't agree with those time concepts?
We don't time. We ran out of time for time, Bob. We have no time for time.
Right. Now, the Evergreen said, ask me a question. Okay, you learned that they altered your jaw, and the Boudians altered your jaw and your wrist. Why wouldn't the aliens alter you now for the next step? And
okay, so
that's what's happening. We're being altered by the super sugar in our products, and you're talking about what we're being altered. So you're kind of like the alien altering us, like they did.
Okay, and making it available, and then you consider it, and then you consider it, and then the next thing you know, you created out everything. Isn't that great? You're doing good, Bob.
We created everything. Yes. Okay, so the mutilations, we did that. They were studying things when they did the mutilations. So we come to this guy, Louis Elizondo. And he says, I'll just bring up a place to get the article. Pentagon UFO report. And this was the New York Post, April 24th, so a week ago. Whistleblower says they acknowledge the reality, I guess, of UFOs. Elizondo, and he's waiting for an official statement. Is he going to be frustrated, or does he know there will be an official statement soon about UFOs?
We'll have to see. There's been two parts of that that's already been released, and they're trying to squash part of it because it gets a little too close. Because the reason that they're trying to push this corona stuff so hard and so viciously or vehemently is because they're trying to keep everybody distracted.
From what?
What they're going to call is the invasion.
Oh, so the government is, the insiders are worried about the aliens and working with Bob.
Yeah.
And so they create the COVID. What? You're saying yes. I think I heard you say yes.
They
are working with Bob to do what they're going to do, and so the COVID crisis would have been manufactured to distract people from whatever the aliens could be visible doing.
So that's why they had the mass theater last night.
Yeah, the mask theater? What's that?
Mask. Everybody in there was vaccinated. Everybody in there was 60 feet apart, and everybody in there had on at least two masks.
That's for the Biden performance, the 200 people.
Yeah. Yeah, and the one sentence that was said during that speech, the one sentence that tells everything we've been saying about this cabal all the way through, he said, come on, folks, don't you understand that we the people is the government? We are the government. He's saying that everybody is the government. It's like, aha, now we see. So now if we is everybody, is us and they, then they can pay. They can pay for the child care. They're going to add four more years of school that's going to be thoroughly paid for if the unions will go back to work. They're not sure they want to do it or not. They're getting paid to stay at home and do nothing. Why would they want to go back to work? It's getting pretty good. Carnation milk is the best in the land, Bob. So nothing to do. So it's all good. But that's all thanks to you also. Thanks to you, Bob.
Mm.
You told everybody to lay up, not go to work.
So the fact that the government idea will be exploited, pretending it's us, is what was indicated in that sentence. So who is this cabal? All right, we're going to get into that in a minute. Okay, you can say something. I have more to say about it.
We don't want to say anything. We don't even know why we're here.
Does Elizondo know about me?
Yeah.
Is he trying to
scared
stop?
Scared to death of the Secret Council of Ten. That's what he's heard. It's about the Secret Council of Ten. And that's what got him buffaloed. How does this ridiculous, inappropriate, non-named, pseudo-Canadian-American something-something with nine names, and I don't know what to do with it, come up with all this information?
Who doesn't know what to do with it? Me? Or him?
Your person that you're talking about. Alvarez or him for Ted.
Yeah, Louis Elizondo. He doesn't know what to do.
Alexandra.
Right. He doesn't know what to do with the fact of Bob.
Yeah. So he's scared to death of Bob. Well, everybody should be. I mean, everybody should be. I mean, Carolyn says she's not scared, but she's a little bit. She's not really scared of Bob, but she is mortified of what Bob's going to do or potentially could do next. Facebook page away from everything being torn asunder. One post away from getting it all to the ground.
Right. Okay, so Elizondo knows about me, and that's what he's talking about. Somebody in the Pentagon's putting out information on ETs to distract from me?
They're using the coronavirus. No, they're using the coronavirus, but why would they just now, all of a sudden, for all these years, nobody even acknowledged that there was an alien anything? Okay?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, that's all the chat and go, well, of course, they've been around forever. Why do you think that? Who do you think invented drones, for God's sake? We're not that smart. We don't know how to run a Cold War, for God's sake. Brezhnev wasn't that intelligent. What do you mean? And Tolstoy, where do you think he got that bullshit from? Who reads Tolstoy anyway?
But guys, remember Hillary was going to announce some alien thing.
Yeah, what was that about?
That got stopped.
Yeah. Right, was she trying to one-up me?
Yeah, she was trying to expose you.
By having the alien show up and then pinning it on me.
No, by saying you're the alien.
Mm. So she had to have some aliens visible and then say I was part of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before we knew our involvement with the aliens, Carol. Hillary was ahead of us on that. Yeah.
Well, but not for long. Thank God Chardonnay, she's been quieted finally forever.
Yeah, she's dead, right?
Mm-hmm. She drowned in a bottle of Chardonnay.
Right. Okay, so...
She's like Kathy Lee Gifford. She hadn't brought a sober breath in many years now.
Yeah, so... All right, here we go. Yeah, I have here written, the beams and the reptilians. The reptilians are, David Icke talks about, they're Lemurians. I think we established that years ago. What is it about the beam that Ion points out?
Oh, the connection. You're not asking the right question. If you were asking the right question, you'd try to connect that to the builders.
Mm-hmm. So the beams come out of the... unidentified alien phenomena.
That's good. Don't use that no more because they're identified now, Bob. So they're no longer unidentified. So they're identified.
Right.
So the
beams are an important part of the technology of the aliens.
That's obvious. Yeah.
Yeah, they do a lot with the beams. Okay, I don't know what more. Okay. I came across this statement. ET technology is bismuth, magnesium, zinc. And
well,
we saw a picture
of that. Bismuth is okay, but that you're just gonna get pink Pepto Bismol if you do that bismuth stuff much.
Yeah, so I think it was a picture of magnesium and zinc and bismuth, you know, stripes. It looked like teeth that someone posted. Is that ET technology, ET minerals?
Nah. Nah, not so much, bum.
So it's got the right nice words for us, magnesium zinc, but it's not what we think about magnesium zinc. It's useless.
Correct.
That's correct. And then you have
it's just a non sequitur. It's not useless. It just doesn't have anything to do with this conversation.
Or the beams or alien knowledge exchange.
Correct.
Nothing to do with that.
Correct.
Because
the Lemurians are the nomenclatures but now it might be the Collins, you know, from Dark Shadows. It could have been them. That might have been the Collins family. That might have been them.
Are
that tree in Twin Peaks. You like that one, too.
Yeah, sycamore tree. Is David Icke nuts, deluded, or
just
doing
stupid.
Okay without...
He's just stupid. He's just not really smart.
Okay. I have here the phrase quantum vacuum theory, and I think the word do or to was put in front of it. DU, quantum vacuum theory. Did I get that right or just misheard the phrase?
You just misheard the phrase.
So the quantum vacuum theory deals with point-to-point technology. Is that something to do with quantum computing, which is not as great as people are hoping for it to be?
We'll see. I don't know what they think. Right. See, they think a lot of things, and most of it's wrong. But they get excited about all the wrong things, you see. That's what's wrong with it.
Ah, so that's no good. All right, so here's some interesting points. In 1945, the Secretary of State, and I think he was the first Secretary of State, first guy to have that name, James Forrestal, in the Roosevelt administration transitioning into the Truman administration. I don't know what he was Secretary of State, but he
died. Roosevelt.
Right. Now, he died mysteriously, so there's different theories that he was murdered. Assuming he was murdered. Is that correct?
Well, every death is suicide, Bob, but yeah.
Okay. Did he find out stuff as the aliens during World War II were becoming into the American military's consciousness? Forrestal knew a lot about it, and he told his family. He's murdered because he told his family.
And he found out that he can't take that much absinthe and live.
Oh, he was doing absinthe, too?
Everybody did back in those days. It wasn't taboo then.
Right. So Forrestal, with the alien Project Paperclip aliens coming over to America, there was a bit of a panic, even Roosevelt got it before he died in April 45. He was aware of all this. Forrestal, in that panic, because it was all new to the Americans, they overreacted and they killed James Forrestal as an overreaction to worrying about top security.
That's fair. Well, the only way to keep a secret, you know how that goes, is to tell one person and then kill them.
Yeah, the only way to keep a secret, that's right. So so Forrestal was the first victim of the new situation at the end of World War II, but the aliens were part of the inner circle's awareness. So you can see early panic. Where is this going to go? We can't let other countries get this information. And everybody has to shut up. And if you fucking don't say, if you say something, you're killed. And he fucked up and told his family, and they knew it. So they killed him.
Mm-hmm. He told his family so that he'd have the ability to have a way out in case there was a problem. Well, that in turn turned out to be his problem.
he told his family to help save him if he got in trouble. But that effort to save himself got him in trouble. Yeah.
Did he mean?
So, but he was naive about all that. And so he got nailed.
Most of them are.
Now, when he transitions, he sees what's going on in this world a lot more than he did in the human form. So he saw Bob and all that was coming. They all do when they die.
Well, it would have been great if he hadn't said that last part, but yeah.
They don't all see it. Not everybody sees it all, correct, when they transition?
Correct.
If you're half ascended or on your way of ascension and not judging yourself and you get to the guff, you can see a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So friends of mine that have transitioned, they see what we're going to do, and they go, "That Bob? Bob's doing that?" Are they surprised? Or they don't care in the gospel. It's important to know
they
that they don't care.
They care because here they don't care, Bob. Here they don't care.
There
they really care because
they
got nothing else to do. Nothing else to do but care.
Right. So Murray Gross transitioned a year and a half ago or so. My Finnegan's Wake Society leader in New York, he saw what Bob and Carolyn were doing. And so how did he react to that?
Stunned.
What did they think? Stunned.
Stunned. Mm. Didn't think you had the capacity or the mental hubris to keep it together. Even if you pretended to make it up and get by with it, he didn't think you could hold your own.
Yeah, even if I was making it up. He said,
"Yeah, because lies are hard to sustain, Bob."
Yeah, but they're not lies. That's the point.
Well,
so that's what he gets
shocked at.
They
were when you told them. They were when you told them.
Oh yeah, that's right. I just found out the other day. That's right. Okay, you found out the other day, Carol. Okay, so.
And he wonders why Prince Charles didn't answer his fucking letter. That's rich, isn't it?
Yeah. So the are you saying the COVID flu is exaggerated to be a distraction? It's not that lethal.
It's lethal. Anything is lethal, Bob.
If you want to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Right. But what was unforeseen was Nick's well and a black plague that's way beyond COVID SARS knowledge and defense efforts. Right?
Correct.
This is what...
Correct.
And this is what people have been seeing the past year, scientists, CDC, they see this coming. Wow, this is way beyond whatever Fauci thought he was doing with the COVID distraction. And a lot of them have given up. They know we're going to be killed. Right?
It's over. The fat lady is on the stage, Bob.
That's interesting. Okay, and is anybody saying, "Hey, aliens, can you help us with this problem?" Anybody appealing to the aliens to help?
They will.
And the aliens will point to us.
They do.
Yeah, the aliens will point to
us. That's why you're that's why you'll be the last choice, but the first church of alien contact.
Right. Now, there's a very interesting character, Dr. Victor Zhao, D-Z or Z, I don't know how you say it, XYZ, the last letter in the alphabet, D-Z-A-U. Now, the amazing Polly, a young lady, I like watching her Mae Brussel type of connecting the dots, she has pointed out that Victor Zhao is involved with every world forum, Davos Forum, Global Health Monitoring, all these institutes, which turned out to be a small web of people centered around Fauci, and Dr. Victor Zhao is behind them. He's Chinese. Is he an agent of the Chinese Communist Party's power that they used to have and are trying to maintain it?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
He's the cabal. He's the guy behind the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Zhao. Now, is he aware of us, Carolyn and I, and you?
Yeah, scared to death.
All right.
See, this is a very slippery slope. That's why Carolyn's being all bawdy lately, because she's got this under. She's got him on the run, and she knows that she's got him on the run, but she ain't saying nothing. She's just being cool, you know. She's just on
right.
the rough side drag. It's gonna be all right.
So when Charles Ward and Mel Kay, she's a woman broadcaster, they say God won, but they mean they don't know it. It's Carolyn won, right?
Well, that's God. They're interchangeable.
God and Carolyn, right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
damn straight.
Yeah, damn straight. So Dr. Victor Zhao, would he be one of the guys who caused Justin Trudeau to be murdered? The Chinese, I'm assuming, are in Canada.
Well, that doesn't take much. Yeah, it doesn't take much, Bob. You're pointing him up like that was a big loss or some event. Who cares? He's nothing. He's a non sequitur from the beginning. Not even worth the conversation. I don't even know he never did anything. He wasn't a threat. So how do you have a problem if you're not a threat? Nothing, nothing.
So are we? Can we play this exposure of Dr. Zhao, or it's not feasible,
yeah,
not recommended?
Well. Might as well. Why not?
Because they're scared of us. They can't get to us.
Yeah.
So
that's
far.
Why Sidney Powell's been so bawdy.
Awesome. That's great. Are we all going to have a big party of celebration at some point, or I wouldn't go to it because they try to poison me?
There'll be great celebrations, but you won't show up. You'll be in your honor, and you won't show up. You'll be on a big screen. You'll be on the Jumbotron.
I'll be in the audience, or I'll be addressing them.
You'll be on the Jumbotron. You'll be on a big TV screen. You'll be
right,
you'll be a representative
me.
Of the tech body of the tech body.
I'll be the face for the tech body, Carolyn. Poster child. To protect Carolyn from that fate. Okay, so Victor Zhao will continue to follow Amazing Polly's exposure of the guy because he is the figure for the CCP,
figure ground. That would be more accurate.
Yeah, he's figure ground. He's like Licio Jelly coming out of World War II. Remember him, Licio Jelly?
Yep. A jelly,
all right.
a jelly. Come on now, a jelly.
So they, when were they last on top of it? When we talked about Xi Ling coming to the White House about 2011, 2012, and he spoke to Obama, and Obama then got on in the State of the Union address and talked about small companies, small businesses will save us. And I'm pointing out that was referring to us. That's Xi Ling as a Chinese guy. We had a simple view of China back then. We didn't know the conflict with the mountain based on what you had told us so far. We didn't know that. Mm-hmm. We just thought, oh, there's the Chinese. They're in charge. They support us, and they're telling Obama to mention us. That,
yeah.
In retrospect now, sounds like that's not the case. That was the Chinese communists making their last effort to control the world that they'd gotten to. Would you agree with that?
Well, we would, but it's not that it's wrong or different. It's that the deal has changed, Bob. Your program has changed now.
Because the tech body showed up? Is that what changed it?
No, because of the RIP. And pay attention. This is now,
yeah.
Bob, not then.
Yeah.
Things change. You gauge everything different. Okay. Look, the Secret Council of Ten means something different now with the RIP than it did before.
Yes.
Different now.
And
you say,
and
yeah,
RIP,
like you know what the fuck we're talking about. You don't.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I know a little bit. The RIP happened in 2017. We called it the Thompson Quadrant, turning everything upside down.
No, this is not that. No, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's another event. When did the trouble start? November, December, Bob.
All right. Now, you did say at the time, whoever questioned it, you did imply that we were back in the Thompson Quadrant again, upside down.
Yeah, again. That's a second trip. That's right. It is another, but it's not an extension of the same journey before. Everything was all worked out
right.
Perfect, and then it got messed up, and then you jumped into it again. And we told y'all, keep on. We even had to kill fucking Thompson to get him out of the damn way. And you still jumped right back into it. So it is what it is.
Right. Why is nobody doing any memorial of Thompson? I mean, I'm not hearing about it. Nothing on his Facebook page. No one liked him? What was it? Why is nobody celebrating
him
like they are?
Who cares? He ruined their lives. He was terrible. He couldn't even agree with himself. He was divided by himself.
So it's correct that on my tiny note chart, LaRouche is a tragedy. He's Macbeth. McLuhan is a tragedy. He's King Lear. Is Othello. That tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And Thompson is and Croker is Hamlet. I present them as all failures and tragedies. You agree with that?
Yeah.
They ruined people. Yeah. And I have myself as Henry V, the Dobbs Quadrant, because I'm a success.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Instead of we considered you as Tom Thumb.
Yeah, I'll have to look him up. I remember him. He used to hang out with me and Moses. He was that way back
Thumb. Yeah, no. That was Tom Thumb. That was you and the and Lady Chatterley. That was more like with Lady Chatterley.
Okay, good.
Listen to him, Carol.
Carol's gone. Okay, listen to this. Bill Gates is controlled by Victor Zhao, correct?
Okay, whatever that means, yeah.
Well, they work together. Right. Why does Bill Gates agree with...
What does that matter? What does that matter? See, Bill Gates will turn on you in a minute. All of a sudden, he love you, love you, love you, hate you, hate you, hate you, hate you, here we go.
And Fauci would do the same thing.
Has. If you say one word too much, you wake up dead.
Sorry, he had a little problem. He had a little myocardial infarction. The damn thing. So, he overdosed with potassium. I don't know how you do that.
Well, Amazing Polly has a chart, and he shows Fauci and Bill Gates and Dr. Victor Zhao and James or Paul Farmer and another guy. They're all on this chart, maybe 10 people, and they're intertwined with all the institutional promoting, everybody getting a vaccination and that. That's a small gang, and they're losing right now, would you say?
Losing what?
Losing power over what we're going to implement.
Yeah. Yeah, they think they got it. They think they got it whooped, but they don't.
Right, and the Sidney Powell thing, though people think it's about politics, will impinge on them because they caused the cheated election, right?
Most certainly.
Especially Zhao. So you wouldn't tell me who the person was for a year or two. Now we're big information this session. You're agreeing that, well, one of the major names is Victor Zhao. We can go with that.
Yeah.
And we can even expose him. All right,
yeah,
very
good. Yeah, It's fine. Good enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Good enough to a nicer guy.
Right.
We'll put him on Proust Probe List.
I don't know that. Is that a website?
You'll see.
Okay.
You know Proust?
Proust, the writer, remembrance of things past, a friend of James Joyce. Well, not really a friend.
It's not Proust. It's not Laura Ingraham, Bob. It's Laura Ingraham. Proust.
Yes, someone in Amazing Polly video said psychopathy. I call it psychopathy. does the profession call psychopathy psychopathy?
It's a psychopathy, yes. Psychopathy, yes.
That's how it's said.
It's not syncope. It's not syncope. That's another word.
Yeah. It's not psychopathy. It's psychopathy. Mm-hmm. All right.
Psychopathy. That's right.
The Royal Bank of Canada stopped April 14th or something. I think Ed posted it on April 22nd. But it shows the graph of activity in the Royal Bank, and it just stopped one day. And I think Ion talked a bit about it on last show on Tuesday or Saturday. What didn't you say? What is going on with the Royal Bank of Canada?
Well, that's what the government uses mostly, and the government's over. It's done. That's the reason we said you had to go with the Bank of Nova Scotia, because most of their branches are in Costa Rica and in Bogota, where all the drug money is.
Well, emerald business, Bob. That's what they call drug money now, the emerald business. In Bogota,
emeralds?
Colombia. So,
emeralds?
They have emeralds in. Emeralds, the gem, corundum.
Yeah.
Emeralds are very expensive. They mine emeralds in Colombia.
All right.
So any rich person in Colombia, they say, is an emerald salesman, an emerald dealer, an emerald thing, which is not that at all. It's all in cocaine and crack. So,
kids traffic too.
Well, that's more. No, they don't do that. That's more the Sinaloan cartel.
Okay.
That's more than the Sinaloan cartel.
So,
but now, the point is, they put their money in the Royal Bank of Nova Scotia. So that's why the Bank of Nova Scotia is a choice that's better than Royal Bank of Canada.
Why did they not put it in the Royal Bank of Canada whenever they started doing this years ago?
Because Royal Bank of Canada is not in Bogota or in Costa Rica or in Panama.
They never opened that channels of opportunity for themselves.
Correct.
And Scotiabank did. And Scotiabank is more sleazy if you consider that immoral activity working with the drug cartels.
Well,
right?
They're around. Well, who cares? All the banks are working with the drug cartels, Bob. Where do you think Chapo put his fucking money? Did he put it in goddamn Chase Manhattan Bank?
Okay, I have here, has MKUltra really developed leading to daily killings? And then mRNA, small m, RNA. Can we say that the early attempt to program people with LSD and that in the 50s, 60s that the CIA was involved in, the COVID is a huge expansion of the MKUltra programming mood,
it's created, motive. It's contrived. It is contrived, so therefore the answer is yes. But now if you start parsing that with questions, it's going to fall apart. But if you leave it little vanilla like you just did, then the answer is yes. But if you really take it apart, it won't hold water. Monsieur Coble.
Right, it's something else going on. And maybe even involves the aliens.
Always.
So it's what I would add to my thinking is the alien involvement since Project Paperclip, since the Nazis, more than I have put in my mind. You would say, yes, many of these
characters.
Karen,
if she would listen, she'd say, oh, it's like the transdermal DMSO. You know, uh-huh.
No, she wouldn't. What's that? That's not alien.
The way you used it was.
It was used to screw up the health system, the hospital, money-making.
It gave away to put medicine in people's bodies without having to put it in their mouth or in their ass or in their arm or in the shot.
How do they do that? How do they get it into
people? Put it on
people?
The skin. It's transdermal. You can look at transdermal and you'll figure it out.
Right.
You're a doctor
next
too,
point.
Bob. You get all the things the doctor's got. You got a Googler.
I'm a doctor, did you say? You're a doctor?
Yeah, you're as good as any doctor. You got a Googler.
Right.
Because the hip bone's connected to the goober bone. The goober bone's connected to the ass bone. Oh, yeah, you know how it goes.
Okay, I got that. Yeah, now, you have the Tower of Babel, which...
Babel, not Babel, Babel.
Yeah,
Babel,
the Tower
of Babel. Because why they call it the Tower of Babel? Because people babbled. They changed the language, so everybody had a different language. So they couldn't build the tower to heaven. The stairway to heaven? What is it? Was it Freebird, the highway to heaven, the stairway to heaven?
Yeah, no, we got that. I got that. So the Tower of Babel created humans locked in speech and whatever limitations comes from speech, but not the power of the word, right? People had the power of the word to make reality.
The word's still the word. The word's still the word regardless of what dialect it's ingested in.
Right. Now, can you say that Babel happened and people got divided because they started to write and make manuscripts and different writing systems?
They didn't write people. They didn't write then. There was no writing.
At the time of the Tower of Babel, there was no writing.
There was no writing. It was all oral.
Right. Okay. Was there ESP, natural ESP, sensitivity, nuance, perception?
Somewhat. Thebes, in Thebes. You had a little bit of this in Thebes, and you had a little bit of this in the... This was recorded in the library at Alexandria. Not the lighthouse. Stop. Not the lighthouse. That's different. There's stuff in the lighthouse at Alexandria that's still there. That's important. We're going to get that, but we ain't brought that yet. But in the library at Alexandria, it was recorded the very thing you just prescribed with the extrasensory perception of knowing things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
you know when Carolyn gives you that come get me look in her eye and you respond, mm-hmm. ooh, you know that look, that's ESP, that come get me, that kind of thing. That's fun.
I got that. So is okay. So in the ESP before the record in Thebes, Thebes, the famous Greek city mm-hmm. or whatever it is, right? Thebes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the whole community was engaged in ESP, or just a few individuals? Like, why does it stand out? Because the whole community was doing it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Were there aliens walking around and ESP people with ESP knew they were aliens? This was normal in that span of human experience?
Yes.
All right. So we're moving towards that. We call that Dobbstown. We're moving to that situation.
Yeah. But now, yeah. You're fucking up Thebes, Bob. It is the one in Greece, but that's the later version. This is the ancient Thebes.
Okay.
Luxor.
All right.
Luxor.
Oh, in Egypt. Around Cairo.
Well, the other end of the country, but yeah.
Okay. Is the other end of the country near the pyramids?
No, that's in Cairo.
Okay, so it's another part, which we don't know much about. It's far south.
Yeah.
It's in the record of this place.
They call it the land of the immortals. The land of the immortals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to exaggerate the image that comes from the cliche immortals. They were just humans, but they had these extra abilities left over from the accumulated continent. I mean, the...
It came from the entrance to the Karnak Temple, called the Karnak Temple.
Karnak. Is that the name? Johnny Carson? Johnny Carson used
the word Karnak. That's with a C. That's Karnak the Great. This is Karnak the Temple. This is close to Aswan, where the dam is, Bob.
Right, with a K, K-E-R-N-A-C-K, Karnak.
K-A-R-N-A-K.
Good. All right, and the ascended continent, was it part of the 33rd parallel, the rim of the ascended continent, this Karnak?
Look it up, but yes.
But look it up. Okay, just quickly type that
you
in.
Don't have to.
Double tap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't have to.
No,
you're
I just
saying,
want to see what comes
yes,
up.
Yes, it's included.
Oh, yeah, Temple Complex. There it is, near Luxor. Now, did people study the place knowing this about Karnak?
They were looking
for
it.
Or they don't know?
They were looking for it. They were looking for it.
And they found these ruins.
They're not ruined.
Right?
They're still standing today.
But there's no ESP there or anything. But do people know there was ESP there?
You don't fucking know that. You don't know.
Oh,
you don't know nothing. What are you saying? You don't know.
Well, I'm a dark soul. I think I know a lot, don't I?
Okay. Well, keep telling us what you think you don't know. It's great. You're not sure you don't know, Bob. That's the fun of you. You're not even sure what you don't know. That's great.
That's right. Okay, I just have a question here I wrote down. Does the legendary kingdom Agartha, A-G-A-R-T-H-A, that is said to be located in the Earth's core really exist? Does Agartha have something to do with Thebes?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same place?
That's Diego Rodriguez de Silva.
That's a person?
Yep.
Okay, so this would be a Shambhala kind
the
of painter.
Place. The painter.
He painted it?
He painted a picture of what you're talking about.
Did he go there and see it?
Yep.
Through parallel worlding?
No, he went. Just people used to travel, Bob. They go on holiday.
Yeah, okay, so you're implying that the ESP effect is still there. So he experienced it.
It is still there today.
All right, so we're saying.
You saw JW's pictures. You saw JW's pictures. He's been all through all that, where they took the pictures and the musical notes were coming out of the things in the museums, and people dressed from 100 years ago went behind the statue that went in the portal, the high pillar by the grand staircase, and there was nobody there. But in the picture, there was this little man with a little Nazi-looking Hitler mustache and a suit from 40 years ago. You've seen all that. So that's all that land that your grandfather knew. We didn't say children. He said father.
Mm.
That has now gone away. See, it's gone away. But don't you think for one second that we're not going to bring back that library. That library in Alexandria is safe. Every word.
Right, but
we're going
to
bring
it. Are you going to bring it to Garza?
We're going to put it. We're going to bring it all, and we're going to put it in your dining room.
But is Agartha coming back?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, so we talk about Shambhala, I think it is, over there in Asia, maybe even called a mountain that. This is another Shambhala in Karnak.
Okay.
Close to it, connected to the ascended continent. And so there are several of those. What? What did you just say?
They line up.
Oh, on the 33rd parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the ring. And so there's other Shambhalas or Karnaks around the globe on the 33rd parallel.
Yeah.
Do
that's
we
what Johnny
play?
Cash, that's what Johnny, you can play that. And that's what Johnny Cash, when he sang the song Burning Ring of Fire, that's everything below the 33rd parallel. I fell into a burning ring of fire, and it burned, and the flames went higher.
Yes, and I think someone on the show brought up the point, the 28 countries that will be left after the dust is cleared, countries and empires, and I should say the seven or eight empires on the angel's diagram are empires that have interaction with aliens. That's a qualification.
That's
an important point.
Right. But now, this is the whole thing. This is, don't forget, the purpose. The purpose is to ascend, okay? And the example of that is making the flower bloom.
Mm.
What's the flower that has to bloom, Bob?
Lotus flower.
Right. What's significant about the lotus flower and its properties?
That I don't know.
It completes a metamorphic change in the loci.
And the loci is in us? Or it's in the flower?
It would be. We don't want to get you tangled up in the binomial nomenclature, Bob. We're not trying to do that. Mm. We're just trying to say that's an example of the cell, and that cell is going to open. And when it opens, it's going to bloom like the lotus flower. That's also already in you because you took one drop. That's in you. Okay?
So
we're not going to talk about the $100,000 worth of Renew that you let down the toilet, let down the drain and the tub. We're not going to talk about that. That's past. Let that go. But one drop allowed that to be in your body. Now, you want more. You take more. That's beautiful. That's good. But see, that's how that goes, you see. Once you figure it out, you can't unknow it. That's great. All right, now you go that far and you go to the next stage of the level, you have to activate that thing that you have now imbibed in your meat sack body.
Right, so everybody who took the drops, one drop was enough, but then they have to activate it. Not many people are doing that.
We don't know. You don't know that. You don't know that. You got PhDs all over the world, Bob. They're now calling you trying to figure out how to make their dreams come true. You don't know who's listening to you. You have no fucking idea. You have no clue. I mean, all of a sudden, hear these people, aha, there's somebody. Iron said he was coming. I said, Iron, you're fucked up. Ain't nobody here. Nobody's listening. We have four callers.
We had 11, but you said nigger, and 3 of them left. We don't know. There's nobody left. You run them all off. There's nobody left. You see how that rub goes?
But that's not true, Bob. You're actually drawing more than you've lost. It's like a GMO mosquito, Bob. It just keeps becoming more awestruck. More and more.
And they're all afraid of me.
Hell yes, they are. Well, you call them every name under the book.
You're on penalty for 3 weeks. You'll not talk to Ion, you son of a bitch. You sleep all the time. You say hi all the time. You're drunk, throwing the whiskey bottles all over the place. You don't pay attention. You've got a bad phone, and you don't fix your microphone. You don't know when you're on mute. And no, you're not talking to Ion. And go lick yourself or go lick something because you're out.
And then they come back to the tailgate. You give them one more chance. You should listen to yourself. You should listen to yourself, Bob. And you blame us. And you blame us for you not having an audience. You beat them off. And why are you listening if you don't say nothing? Why don't you say nothing? Well, I can't think.
Well,
why do you mean
listening?
You can't? Well, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Your phone's bad. Get a better phone and call me back next week. We'll see. We'll try this again. If you had a better phone, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Why are you here? Why are you here? I don't know why you're here. It's just crazy. You just show up. That's not going to do it. It's not going to help you. Well, there's no hope for you. So go on and eat shit and die. That's what you need to go ahead and do. Call it a day.
Eat shit. It's organic. It's organic.
Yeah. Sewage. If that's what you want to call it.
Yes. I'm fully aware of the millions listening, okay?
Good.
I know.
Well, I'm glad. But you can't prove it. No, don't worry about it. You can't prove it, so don't worry. It's coming true.
Well, I know why. I can prove they don't show up visibly because they're hiding, because they're scared shitless of me for some ridiculous reason.
Yeah, because of those terrible things you do to their children. You try to kill their children, you line them up, and they don't talk to them no more. Their family leaves them. They have to leave their houses wherever they are, and they have to hide and get away from their families and take all the money away so their family don't call them insane so they can get their inheritance back. And then they go around buying notebooks, composition notebooks to write everything down because the EMP is going to destroy everything. And that's all I'm going to have left. I'm going to be here by myself with my composition notebooks. That's all I'm going to have. And Nan, don't worry, because she's going to bring them all back with the Book of the Dead, only the pretty ones. She's going to bring back the pretty ones, Bob, just the good looking. And she says, Ion said nobody rides for free, talking to the dead one that she controls. So, baby, it's ass, gas, or grass. Let's go.
You're saying that Nan has grabbed one of these ghosts, returning ghosts, as is living with her.
We didn't say that, but the chances are good that she can if she wants to.
Okay, back to the 28 countries. And empires that will be around after Trump's viceroy and the dust is cleared. Are they all going to be on the 33rd parallel?
Very close to it. You got a little bit of, tiny bit of wiggle room. You know what I mean? But there's only so far the confines of the plane that you can go to. You know what I mean? You can sit on the wing and ride on the wing, but it won't be a very pleasant flight, Bob.
Right. And then run it down from the Yarmulke line. I think that's what Hein maybe said. Run it down from the Yarmulke line. Yarmulke is the ascended continent. That's, you're just talking about the 33rd parallel there, calling it the Yarmulke line.
It is. Okay. It is. That's what it is. More than the 33rd parallel. But, you know, see, that's where the Masons, the 32nd degree Masons, that's where they get all that demagoguery from.
I mean, they know about the 33rd parallel? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. That's why they have the 32nd degree when they choose their direction. You ever traveled?
The east and west and back again. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they have 33 degrees?
What have you done? Because that's the next step. That's where you start, the 32nds, when you go to the next inside the gate. What have you done to Demi? Why are you not letting Demi around? What's up with Demi?
No, I let Demi around.
Denny, not Dimitri. Denny.
Who's Denny? D-E-N-N-Y? Denny.
No, it's not his real name. It's not his real name, but we're not going to say his real name because
Denny.
Don't want his real name.
Yeah. I remember Denny.
With his,
yes, yeah,
with
yeah.
his children. Why? Call him. Find him. You get in touch with him. You tell him to be there Saturday night. Straight up.
Yeah.
He's been
something happened to him that made him want to hide?
He's been summoned. Telling him to come forth.
All right. But is he still listening?
Telling him to come forth.
Are we with Ian releasing more and more information about the aliens and Bob and all this stuff, is this becoming a pressure on a lot of the Ionauts so they actually are falling off?
No, it's not about that. Well, they need to get on with it. God damn, Bob. This is their world. They want to have a kingdom. It's their kingdom. It's not our kingdom. You're not going to build everybody a castle, Bob. There's enough castles for the ones left to have their very own. And so we're not going to wipe any noses and wipe any asses. We're not going to do that. You want your ass wiped, you either hire you somebody to do it or you do it your damn self. At some point, this ascension thing's got to become real, or if it's not, get on with it, you see. Either way, the pay's the same. Come on now. It's like, this is what we're going to do. Here we go. Around the merry-go-round. Round and round and round. You see, you can't do that. You got to make your own. It's got to be real for you. If it's not real enough for it to be for you, what's the point? We are not God enough to be God for you. You get that?
Okay. Yeah, I got that. So we were talking about the neutrinos and refraction. Cells.
You're in overtime. You're in overtime, by the way, and we're letting you. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, this is a good session, so you don't want to waste it or abort it.
No, never. We don't want to lose the. We want to eat the babies. We don't want to lose the babies, Bob. That's right.
All right. Yes. Yeah, neutrinos and refraction. You mentioned that cells communicate with the past. What in our body communicates with the future or the present or the big now? Not the past. If that's what cells
hippocampus,
do.
The hippocampus.
All right, that's HIPPOCAMPUS, hippocampus. Mm-hmm. So is that a more important part of the body than the cells?
It's the cell. It has cells. It's part of the cells.
But it overrides the cell's tendency to communicate with the past.
Yes, it changes it. Because when you have the eternal cell, what you jokingly call, well, we don't know if you were joking or not. You never told a fucking joke in your life, or at least one that was funny. You never told one that was funny. But if you did, you would come back around and you would make the point. You would say, hey, oh, okay, so the past is the part of the cells that age.
Right.
And once I shed this mortal condition, then in the future, my cells do not age. They become eternal. So my double helix strands increase, okay, and my cells don't degrade. The telomeres get longer rather than shorter, you see?
And the hippocampus is part of this process involving the chromosome 14?
You'll see. When you get it straightened out, you got to get rid of some of that short-term memory first.
Okay.
You got to get you a nice lobotomy.
Are you speaking to me or the Ionauts in general?
Whatever that means. It is what it is.
Great. Ionauts in general, they've got to get rid of the short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my short-term memory
is... The temporal lobe has to be weeded. If you knew what a garden was, you've never been in a garden, but if you'd ever been in a garden, you know you'll lose the garden if you don't weed it, okay? That means you take out the things you don't want. Well, deep inside the temporal lobe, you have a lot of trash.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the short-term memory.
Yes, and it can be damaged with different stimuli.
Well, what does she make of it now? Now that she knows, she's not so proud?
Well, she realizes that you did the best you could with what you had to work with, Bob. I mean, you've had a lot of limitations. There's been so many limitations in your world that you've had to reach for the stars one level at a time. And See, you've arisen so much more than most people. So there you go. You've done good with what you had to work with.
All right, very good. But more is expected of me now. Now I got
serious. Noblesse oblige, Bob.
Noblesse oblige.
All right. Oblige.
Right. So refraction is the method of the cells, or a term to indicate the cells communicating with the past, right? So
that's flexible cognition. See? You're talking about flexible cognition. Don't mix that up. Because now all of a sudden something's true or it's not, or something's real or it's not, something is or is not. Well, you can't tell anymore because of what they call green screen. Once green screen came on, you don't know nothing. You're watching and say, look at this, Carol, it wasn't that fake. That's not real. They didn't, some 40-foot monster didn't come kick the damn Great Wall of China over and knock the whole thing down. Bob, I don't know what. No, it's right there. I saw it on the TV. Look, it's on the Lucky Box. You can't believe any of that anymore, you see. Now, that's what they do on the TikTok when they're throwing the ball from across the room down 3 flights of steps and hit it inside of a glass of beer 2 miles away when they're throwing the ping pong ball. It's not real. So nothing is real, you see.
All right. So what is diffraction? You've described refraction. What about diffraction? Diffraction.
You have to embrace it. That's when you have to embrace it.
Okay.
You have to embrace
it. What's the relationship with the neutrinos?
That's the other side. Okay, that's the other side of flexible cognition.
All right.
That's how you bind the interconnection. I'm answering you before you ask, and it's not right, but we don't have time for this. You got to have the elemental conditions that let the anatomy embrace what you're doing. Your anatomy says what size you are, but you like or don't like what size you are. Okay, Bert can't do 2-arm pull-ups, but he can do 1-handed pull-ups. How the fuck can you do that? Now, I can't do a 2-handed pull-up, but I can take 1 hand, put on the bar, and pull up my 230-pound ass. Now, figure that one out. That don't make no kind of sense. But see, we told him, and he hadn't have a bias, so therefore it is. No problem. That is the flexibility of flexible cognition. That's the two sides. And these are those interconnections. Now, not to mention that he can't trust the ground anymore. See, we've all said all the way through this for 20,000 years, I guess, or whatever it was, that you have to be grounded. But now, presently, you can't trust the ground.
So
trust the ground.
You were comparing diffraction and refraction in that paragraph.
Correct.
Yeah. What is the relationship of the neutrinos with the hippocampus?
The cerebral cortex.
That's where the neutrinos are active?
They are up to the occipital lobe.
Okay. And the hippocampus is in that relationship between the neutrinos and the cortex, up to
the
occipital lobe.
That would be like where your memories are founded. It's not where they're stored. That's in the frontal lobe, but it's where they are. Okay, but it's deep.
Where they come from, you mean?
Okay, we like that.
Because everything we create had already existed. So that's where they come from.
Otherwise, it couldn't.
Yeah, so that's the deep part of the brain where the come from is.
Okay.
Everything comes from. Okay.
Okay.
I have a quote. All right, good. I have a quote here. I don't know why I wrote it out or copied it. It says, regarding what's called the hard problem of consciousness, from the ironically named Icon School of Medicine lecture by Mark Solms, he said, cortex is interesting. We just talked about the cortex, okay. Mark Solms says, cortex is deactivated during all manner of affective states. And here's the most dramatic example, orgasm. Orgasm is a very strong affective state, and your cortex shuts down. And you have this exclusively qualitative feeling called orgasm, and it's not just a level of consciousness, I hope you agree with me. So what we're dealing with here is affects, not effects, affects, a foundational form of consciousness upon which all other forms of consciousness depend. Is that foundational form the deep state of memory we were just talking about?
That's where, that's the cerebral cortex is where sensation, perception, and memory and association and voluntary physical actions are located. Those are the functions. What we would call, what you would call higher order, like an autocrat. You know what an autocrat is?
Yes. And these these terms you just mentioned.
It's how they'd know it. It's how an autocrat would know that they were.
Right, so this is what Aquinas wrote.
How an autocrat would know. It is what Aquinas wrote, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, and he was trying to get, and he was pretty inaccurate, but close.
Well,
we would say that.
He didn't know. He didn't know. He didn't know. There was so, there was so, right. there was so many swine and so few pearls, Bob.
Right. So the quote, Mark.
That was
Mark
cute.
Holmes,
that was pretty good. You got it pretty good. I'm in overtime.
Yeah.
I can do what I want to. You know
that,
right?
Mark Solms said, ends by saying, and if we want to understand how and why consciousness arises, therefore we need to understand how and why effect arises. That's
affect,
okay?
Not effect. Affect, not effect.
Why effect arises. Is that a good statement, or is it just a grasping?
It's just grasping. It's kind of like it's someone who obviously has cortex issues. Do you remember Olivia?
Yes, in Fringe.
That's correct. Remember what they shot her up with, the core tryptophan? Remember that?
Right, yeah.
That's what that released, if you recall. And then when she got released, her ability to go to see the other worlds, to go to the other world and survive in the other worlds and function. Remember? It's how she got to Belly.
That's right. But which sentence is saying that for Mark Solms? We want to understand how and why consciousness arises.
Yeah.
Therefore, we need to understand
how this is a drug that changed the cerebral cortex that allowed you to have a broader dynamic of a sensation. It basically shifted the gray matter, the cerebral function, or what we call a pinnace, which is how it's like the frontopolar cortex. It's how you know that it's connected. Because, like, I have a memory, but I don't remember what the memory was. Well, how can you do that? Well, I have a vague semblance. It was a shadow. Okay, I remember the day my mama cried. And she was sitting there, and I was eating with her, just us, and all of a sudden, she started just crying, and we didn't know why. I didn't ask her. But you remembered that. That was somewhere that you went and got it, because we pimped it. Okay? Now, did that really happen?
Did you say you pimped it? You pimped it.
Yeah. Now, here's what you don't know.
Did that really
happen?
Did
that really happen, or did we put that there? But it's a memory you're embracing.
Right.
Right?
So that's what
did you eat?
Reality is.
So what did you eat? What'd you eat? You ate with her. It was a moment.
No,
you remember that. That boy. See? You don't know. You don't know.
So that's what reality is a memory.
Well, I don't know. The problem with reality is it's so surreal, Bob.
Yeah, it's surreal. So that's why I don't put too much stock in it.
Well, but you're an odd bird. You can't go by you, Bob. You can't use that. This is for other people, Bob. You can't use you in this conversation. Okay, get it home now. Get your goody.
Okay, so he ends up, or there's a statement. So organism defined as conscious life arises from something like orgasm. Something to look forward to, or perhaps remember. There it is. That's what you were saying.
Right.
Yeah, look forward to or remember. So organism arises from orgasm?
No, Bob. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Just stupid. Come on now.
All right,
like,
we got that.
It's where does violence come from? From violence? Is that where violence comes from? It's from violence?
Okay, got that. Why is the fugue a significant form of music? What is it telling us? Is it close to the memory
it's
and reality?
It's 128. fugue in the fugue in A minor. It's where you pull out the 128. The 128, you pull out all the stops, 128. That's when you get the tonal capacity that little men can hear.
Right, so you're hearing overlapping of voices. It's like your intestines, different areas touching
each
other.
No, we're talking, no. We're talking about organs, fugue.
Oh, how an organ plays it.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you mean?
128, oh, yeah.
What's 128? You mean hertz?
When you pull out all the stops, 128 pipes.
Oh, on an organ.
You pull out all the stops on an organ. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the literary technique where they show overlapping
there isn't
echoes?
One. There isn't one.
So the fugue is not an accurate representation of our intestinal reality.
Correct.
Yeah, our intestinal experience.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You would say it. You would call it a a contrapuntal compositional technique.
You mean the organ does, we'd call it that, or what the fugue
well,
is
a theme.
Doing?
It becomes a theme. It becomes a theme. It's a form of texture.
Right, and that is not relevant to the organ fugue statements you were making.
Correct, but see, what you're trying to say, you're trying to say it's recapitulation. It's not.
Mm. Okay, did Joyce try to make Fitting His Wake a fugue in the correct way defining it?
He did that. He did that. If you look at it close, and when you figure out the Playfair cipher, you're gonna notice that it has the repetition constantly of the different pitches. It would be a representation of the ultimate fugue in D minor.
And Joyce, as a musician, knew what he was doing on that level.
No, he didn't have a fucking clue, Bob. He got it from his friends. No, Toccata. T-O-C-C-A-T-A. Toccata.
All right. All right, so... this thing that keeps popping back, it didn't pop back yet, but it probably will, about software update or something. Just keep clicking
it
off.
It'll do it tonight when you're not sleeping.
Okay, when I'm not sleeping. Okay, the final thing is, that was very good. A lot of good stuff there for the INOC.
We're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard. We have to give them. We have to give your Ionauts a good reason not to return. I mean, if they're not going to show up, we might as well give them a good reason to why they should have come. So,
okay,
that's good. Okay,
so,
what's the last thing?
Each week is going to get better and deeper. Each session, right? There's a lot more coming.
Ooh, stop! You're making us beclimped over here. What do you mean, Dob?
Okay.
Bullshit. Linda can't take it any deeper. Linda's got it as deep as she can go. Oh,
well, what is the block? Why would you have a limitation? That's as far as I can go. What is holding you back if you can't go any further?
Oh, well, presently it's the Godfather of Harlem.
For Linda? For Linda?
No. For the Ionauts in general.
Mm. Who is that Godfather of Harlem?
No. The Godfather of Harlem, that's the woke tradition. Niggers are more important than white people. Cancel culture. You can't say nothing. What did you, good morning? What do you mean by that? I mean, good morning. Well, how do you know what the morning's like? You crackers, you come in here, you run this, you got the cotton is king. Yeah, the cotton is king. Uh-huh. Now you in the Congress. Now you think your shit don't stink. Oh, you all up in there. I said, Uncle Tim. Come on, Uncle Tim. Uncle Tim, tell us all about it. Yeah. We're going to bring back Br'er Rabbit before it's over with, Bob. And the Song of the South. The Song of the South, Bob. It'll be enjoyed by many.
All right. But are the Ionauts concerned about this Godfather of Harlem, Black Lives Matter? Does it bother the white Ionauts?
Well, yeah, because you can't. It bothers everybody.
Jack don't know what to do. And he's just cool as hell. Jack is cool. But he's scared to death. He has no clue what you're going to fucking say tomorrow night. He has no idea. And he's trying to get everybody ready. And then if somebody does come along, one of his dear friends, one of his patriots, one of his pantheons of bastions of money and success and Quavo, and it lets him go to Brazil and ride on the private plane, and then they come up here and they don't like Ion and get all bucked up, and all of a sudden he gets throwed off the bus. Because remember what we said, the wheels on the bus go round and round. Mm-hmm.
And they go round and round. That's the Vico cycle. That's the repetition of the human inappropriate form.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't, and if you get knocked off the bus, the wheels go over you. They run over you typically.
Okay. So finally.
So that was good.
Yeah, very excellent. A lot of new information there. Bert's going to be quite happy
now,
with all
would
this.
Would we let Quavo back in here? Yes, but he'll be on his knees. He can come back, but he's going to be on his knees.
Yeah, I think I read a statement. His girlfriend that he beat up made a statement recently saying what a jerk he is. Is that a recent statement by her?
Yeah.
So he's being humiliated because he called Bob a demon. That's why he got, we don't say karma. It looks like karma.
No, it's not karma. He planted tomato seeds and he got tomatoes.
What was the verb? He looked for tomato pear seeds. What did
he
say there?
No, he planted tomatoes and he got tomatoes out of the field.
So karma is
not karma. It's just what you do.
The planting is not a metaphor for karma.
So shall ye reap, and he reaped.
Yeah, that's the most misinterpreted statement. People think they put a karma aspect to it.
Here's what happens. He said you was a demon, and now they call him the devil.
Yeah. But
Say something. Yeah, he did. He went sideways. He had the opportunity. How many people would give anything to get what he was able to walk in the damn door unqualified and got a hold of for free?
Yeah.
For
that's
free.
Right.
They don't appreciate
that's right.
nothing. And so then they get what they get. That's the reason we say, all right, come on. All right, you want to go? Let's go. As I could tell Bert, we can do this the easy way or the fun way, whichever way you want to go.
And so he planted and got what the plants produced. That's not karma.
Nope.
It's just
you don't plant karma and reap karma. You don't reap karma. It's just if you plant tomatoes, you plant corn, you plant roast ears, you get corn.
Mm-hmm. But many people think that karma is reaping.
Yeah, they think a lot of things, Bob.
Yes. Okay. Erroneously. Okay. Here's an interesting point. Why Demetrius, down on the beach, he took a picture, a video of a shark. I've never seen a shark so close to the shore. Was that something to show me? I mean, I saw it. Was that a message to me from the sharks?
It was a message, but you're still not, they're not interested in you being their dinner.
Right. I see that. And so I saw how harmless they are. Rather, pretty
and do not molest them. Do not molest them because they have no reason to molest them because they're like Astro. They will bite you, but there's no reason to. Just don't molest them.
Yeah, if I saw one, I think, didn't someone say you skate, you swim towards them?
Okay.
That's not good?
Okay, we don't care. Just don't mind
that would
them.
Be harassing.
Just go on with your business. You do your business and they're going to do their business because they're looking for something to eat. But they don't want
to
eat.
Yeah, you don't need to start swimming furiously to the shore to get away.
Correct. No, just continue with what you're doing. Then they're
very
like,
good.
Okay, well, he ain't scared about me, so he may bite me. I better leave him alone.
Okay, very good.